CNN News Selection Number 1. Explosive Demand for Cobalt.
Well, now that we know what cobalt is, where it comes from, and the role children play in getting it, consider this. Odds are you're carrying some around in your pocket or handbag right now. CNN's Claire Sebastian explains. Now's the time to double down on renewable energy and biofuels and electric vehicles. The UK government, with industry in the UK, is supporting the growth of this industry. And if you take a look at what the Chinese are doing, they're talking about having 7 million electric vehicles on the roads by 2025. Today they have maybe just over a million. In the global race for a low-carbon future, governments and businesses from Silicon Valley to Shenzhen are going all in on electric cars. And for one once obscure element, it sparked a gold rush. In the last 2 years, cobalt prices have spiked 300%. And that's because experts say it has one specific property critical for electric cars. It's really to prevent what's called thermal runaway. And that's just a technical term for the battery getting hotter and hotter and hotter and ultimately exploding. Can you have an electric car without cobalt? You can, but it affects energy density. It affects the cycle life of the car overall. While electric cars need a lot of cobalt, if this is the typical Tesla Model S, it's 85 kilowatt hours. That's roughly 112 pounds of lithium and about maybe 15 pounds of cobalt. It's likely many of us are actually carrying a few grams right now inside our cell phones. The cobalt's buried deep in the battery's chemistry. Not just of iPhones, but of most modern cell phones. How much cobalt would be in this iPhone? Probably 3 grams, 3 to 4 grams. When you think about the number of iPhones or the number of cell phones that are sold globally, it starts to add up. And for a future which many believe will be increasingly battery-powered, the cobalt rush is not over yet. Claire Sebastian, CNN Money, New York.